So, simply, what is cancer? Simply, uncontrolled cell. So a cell region that our body can't control. And that metastasis means spread. So, spread of the cancer, one of the most important characteristics of the cancer also, is the spread of the cancer to other tissue from the place of origin. So, cancer is a genetic disease. There must be a mutation, as we will see. Characterized by uncontrolled, simply, see how simple the cancer is. Uncontrolled. So there is no virus, there is no bacteria, infection means or nothing. No. The cell can't control its division. That's it. See how simple it is. So if we can control the cell division, then we can cure the cancer. There are two types, as you know, of the tumors. Tumors. The cancer, which is the malignant tumor that spread to other tissue, and the benign tumor, the awram hamidia. Awram hamidia, awram hamidia. This is the tumor. So tumors are cancer and benign. Cancer and benign. So tumors also are monoclonal. What does it mean? It means that it is originated from single defective cell. See, subhanAllah wa ajaib rabbana. Our body gets, has billions of cells. Billions of cells. If one defective cell goes wrong, one cell can cause cancer. So cancer is originated from one defective cell only. This is why we call it monoclonal. Means it is originated from one defective cell. Now, does any mutation lead to cancer? No. There is a need for a mutation for how many genes? 2 to 6 genes. But mutations to any gene? No. Mutations to genes that control cell growth and cell division. So, mutations to genes that control cell division, cell growth, may lead to cancer. Clear? This is the introduction of the cancer. So two to six gene mutations, not any mutations. Notice specific genes. Genes that control cell division and cell growth. Clear? Now, the normal cell to be transformed into tumor cell, there are 6 changes. So 6 changes, the cell to be transformed from normal cell to cancer cell or tumor cell. First, generation of all growth signals. Normally the cell relies on the tissue for growth signal. So normally the cell relies where? To the tissue, on the tissue. But here, the cell does not rely on the tissue. No, it relies on itself for growth. Clear? Second, resistance to growth inhibition, as we will see also. It is resistant. Who controls cell growth and cell inhibition?
Tissues.
The tissue. Now the cell does not respond to the tissue in cell growth or growth inhibition. See how the things are. And there, ability to escape apoptosis. What is apoptosis?
The mode of embalmage.
Apoptosis. Sin apoptosis means sin suicide. The sin kills itself. Sin suicide.
Suicide is
apoptosis means the cell kills itself. See here, which is very important. Normally, as you study, inshallah, in the second year, we will study together on cell receptors. Receptors are very important. They are very important to control the functions of the cell. On the cell membrane, there is survival receptors, such as IGF-1R, IL-3. If these survival receptors are stimulated, cell will survive. On the other hand, there is also death receptors. There is death receptors like FAS and TNF-alpha. See now, if the survival receptors are stimulated, cells will survive. If death receptors are stimulated, cells will die. See how important the receptors are, as we will see also, inshallah, in the endocrine module in the second year, inshallah. They are very, very important. They control cell growth, cell death also, and many other functions. They control the genes, the receptors. They are very important. For characteristic uncontrolled proliferation, because it can generate its own growth signal and don't respond to growth inhibition and escape apoptosis, so it will have uncontrolled cell division. The fifth, induction assessment of angiogenesis. What is the angiogenesis? Formation of new blood vessels. See here. This is the tumor. Once the tumor reaches a certain size, about 0.5 centimeters, when the tumor reaches a certain size, about 0.5 centimeters, it starts to produce growth factor, the GF, that stimulates the bloodstream to grow toward the tumor. As you can see now, the tumor is connected with the blood. Why is this important? First, nutrition. Second, for breeding, metastasis, and taking the
waste.
So delivering nutrition, otherwise, without blood vessels, the tumor will die, will not spread also. This is why blood vessels and angiogenesis is very important for delivering nutrition, taking out the waste, and also for metastasis of the cancer, the spread of the cancer to other tissue. This is why angiogenesis is very important. This is the factor. Still, there is one factor. But we are studying the factor of transformation of normal cell to tumor cell, to cancer cell. Sixth, the last factor is metastasis and angiogenesis. See here. One of the most important characteristics of the cancer is metastasis. The spread of the cancer from its place of origination to other places. Normally, in normal tissues, here this is very important. In normal tissue, cells are stuck with each other through cadherins. Also, integrins. The cell is connected with the extracellular matrix with integrins. as long as the cells in the tissue are connected with each other, they can't be split. There is no metastasis. So if cells are connected with each other, they are stick. They can't split. No metastasis. This is why in cancer, cadherins and integrins also are mutated. This is why the cells are not connected with each other. Also, as you know, you studied, in any tissue there is extracellular matrix that cover the whole tissue. As long as the extracellular matrix is there, also the cell can't split. This is why in cancer, it activates proteases that degrade this extracellular matrix. That degrade this extracellular matrix. So, as long as the cells are stuck with each other and with the extracellular matrix, there is no metastasis. But the cancer cell, there is a mutation on the sticky substance that stick the cells with each other and with the extracellular matrix. Also in cancer, they stimulate proteases. Some, when we say proteases, means enzymes that degrade proteins. Proteases, here they degrade the extracellular matrix. This is why, as you can see, the cells are not stick with each other. There is nothing to protect them. This is why they travel speed to other places. See how complex the things are. The things are not easy to create cancer. Not easy. Six things. At the start, 2 to 6 mutations has to happen. Then 6 alterations must happen for normal cell to be transformed into cancer cells. See how things are difficult, but see how the speed of the cancer in our community. Allah. Cancer cell characteristic. What is the characteristic of cell in the cancer? Cells first, cell size. They are either very large or very small, but not normal size. Second, the nucleus size is very large. The nucleus is very large, very large. Third, they are able to grow in suspension. In Mahlul. Does the normal cell grow in suspension?
No.
Why? Because they need survival signals from
tissue.
This is why they don't grow in suspension. They are very difficult to grow. But normal cell can grow in a suspension. 4, specialization. Cancer cell is less specialized. Very close. But they are not. They are not specialized, less specialized than the normal cells. Risk factor for cancer. What is the risk factor? Shukona. Man nigdar nehti hoon. Man hiya musabbibat in cancer. Man musabbib in cancer. لأنه ممكن تحكي الدخان. في ناس تدخل 4 باكيتات كل يوم ل 50 60 سنة ما بتنصاب. فلذلك شو بنسميها؟ risk factors ما بنسميها causes. What causes? Because there is no definite cause for the cancer. No, there is risk factor for cancer. First, environment. 80 to 90% of the cancer is believed to be caused by environmental factor. So 80 to 90% of the cancer is caused by what? Environmental factors. Such as smoking, 30%, diet, 30%, infection, bacteria, viruses, fungus, 15 to 20%. And the rest is for radiation and other things. some infections, some diseases. أخذنا عن type 2 diabetes, عن depression. بس هذا مش مختلف. ما بفرق. استرس الضغط النفسي المستمر. يؤدي شوف الضغط النفسي يؤدي دائما لضعف المناعة. ضعف المناعة بيؤدي له. هو أصلا شوف عليه. بيعتقد العلماء إنه هناك رابط قوي جدا ما بين الإميونيتي وما بين الكانسر. لأنه بيعتقد العلماء إنه يوميا يتشكل في أجسامنا كانسر سيلز، ولكن لأنه الإميون سيستم تاعنا قوي فبيخضع عليه. فلذلك هناك حيرة، يعني راح تلاحظ إنه بعض أنواع علاج الكانسر هو رفع المناعة تاعية الجسم. لا لا هذا بالنسبة للدواء. الهواء اللي فيه دخان ومواد كيماوية ومواد صارشو، يعني لما تطلع لبرا في بعض الدول ما تقدر تتنفس. يقولون الهواء فيه مواد كيماوية ملوثات صناعية. And 5 to 10% is hereditary. So 5 to 10% of the cancer, as we will see, hereditary. And we will concentrate more on hereditary cancer. Because our class is genetics, molecular biology. We will concentrate more on cancer genetics. What causes it? So 5 to 10% of the cancer is defective genes. Defective genes. That sometimes they are passed from the parents to their children, as we will see. Viruses and cancer. Many cancers, as we will see also in other slides. Many cancers are caused by viruses, such as cervical carcinoma and hematoma, some head and neck virus, and so on, are caused by some viruses, as we will see, as we will see. And we will see also how to prevent cancers that are caused by viruses. The virus can cause cancer through these forms, providing oncogenes. We will study what is the oncogenes. We will study what do we mean by oncogenes. Inhibiting tumor suppressor gene. Also, we will study tumor suppressor gene. Both of them, we call them cancer genetics. So cancer genes include oncogenes and tumor suppressor gene. Third, enhancing DNA damage. So some viruses causes damage to the DNA. Because the DNA of the virus will be inserted within the DNA of the human, as we will see also. Inhibiting apoptosis, also interfering with DNA repair mechanism, and resisting host organism immune system. This is how the virus, but this is in general things. Now, cancer classification. Cancer is classified by two classification mainly. First, according to the location, where the cancer, which organ the cancer first started. For example, if the cancer starts in the colon, we call it colonic cancer. Although it may spread to the liver, to the kidney, to the brain, but still, what do we call it? Colonic cancer. Because it is at the start, it starts with the colon. So its origin, where it starts, we still call it by that name. Although this may spread to all the body organs, but still we call it by its origin, where it first starts. Second, which is more for medical uses, which is more appropriate, the type of tissue in which the cancer starts, histological classification. And according to histological classification, cancer is classified into six groups: carcinoma, sarcoma, melanoma, leukemia, lymphoma, and histones. So, according to the tissue, it is classified into six. But in general, يعني في الناس في عامة الناس يستخدم التصنيف الأول أسهل وما بيعرفوا مش أبو عسل الناس يقول لك كانسر الكبد القولون الليفر البرين but clinically which is used is the second histological we will talk very hard about each and every histological type of cancer. Carcinoma. 80 to 90% of the cancer belong to carcinoma. Carcinoma is formed from epithelial cells that cover our skins and our internal organs. So epithelial cells in our skin and that cover our inside organs, the hollow organs, belongs to carcinoma. This is why 80 to 90% of the cancers in general belong to carcinoma. And carcinoma is of two types. Adenocarcinoma. If it occurs for glands, such as in the GIT glands, digestive system glands, or the mucous glands. So if the cancer occurs for some glands, we call it adenocarcinoma. But if it occurs for none, or the glandular, we call it squamous cell carcinoma. Squamous cell carcinoma. Yeah. This is the first time. So what you need to know mainly about carcinoma. It is the major type of carcinoma, 80 to 90%. It occurs for which epithelial cells that cover the skin, internal organs. If it happens for the glands, we call it adenocarcinoma. For other tissues, squamous cell carcinoma. The second type, sarcoma. The second type is sarcoma. Sarcoma is supportive, that occurs for supportive and connective tissue, like the bones, tendons, cartilage, and so on. So, sarcoma is for supportive and connective tissue. The example is when we see. When we say osteosarcoma, chondrosarcoma, fibrosarcoma, very broad. Inshallah, into the second year, رحيم تأخذوا الباثولوجي. هذا الموضوع باثولوجي. ولكن رحنا نتكلم على شيء جماعة نشوف بالجينيتكس. عيد الكانسر as we see. Myeloma. Myeloma is the cancer that originates in the plasma cells of the bone marrow. What is the function of plasma cells?
Make blood cells.
As you study in immunology, the second year producing antibodies. Producing antibodies. This is the myeloma. Therefore, leukemia is the cancer of blood. Mainly, it will produce and mature white blood cells. that is unable to protect our body from invading organisms. What is the function of white blood cells?
Immunity.
Immunity. Immune system. Wait a minute. Clear? أقسم بالله إن لم تفع السنة الأولى أنا ماشي 13 سنة قديش أنا بحكيكم يا جماعة ما بصير يعني مش مجالي لو هو تطلع يعني أنت بالمدرسة اعتبر حالك يا سيدي أنت بالمدرسة هل بتقدر تدخل على الصف وتطلع منه بدون ما تسأل الأستاذ يعني فكرت حالك إنك كبرت كثير يعني صرت في كلية الطب يا جماعة حتى الرجال لا يجوز أنت إذا دخلت أي باب لأي إنسان بدك تطب الباب والله لما أدخل على باب واحد أدخل على باب داره أطب الباب هذا ما مش أنا اللي مش منتبه انتبه عليك لا يجوز وهذه أشياء علمنا إياها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لازم تستأذن كما ما تقول ما بصير يعني لا تشم حالك او شم بيت حالك ما بصير هاي انا ما واجهت من 13 سنه ما تقول لي الا لا تقول حالك حاسين حالك كويس بعد كثير يعني ختيارك خلاص والله العظيم انكم محترمين اقسم بالله العظيم ولكن هاي العادي بيكم احنا مش عارفين منين جايين أقسم بالله إنكم مهذبين ودائما بشهد لكل طلاب كلية الطب والله المفروض على قاعة فيها 400 طالب ما بقول لكم والله بس ما بقول لكم من أدب وأنتم مهذبين أقسم بالله العظيم ولكن هذه النقطة مش عارف من وين بعض الطلبة جايين يعني بيجي والله قديش هاي السنة 33 دقيقة متأخرين المفروض لا والله اقسم بالله ما كان في اليوتيوب والله لو تيجي اخر خمس دقائق وتستاهل لا 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 تستاهل
والله بنقدر نعمل مصلحه ما
Lymphoma is an answer of lymphatic system. So lymphoma is the cancer of lymphatic system. The lymph system is very, very important as you will study in the immune system. In the immune system. Very important. The last type is the mixed type. Mixed type means two types of the cancer on the same human body. Such as, example, carcinoma, sarcoma. So it is two types, carcinoma and sarcoma. So one person may get more than one type of cancer. Now, our main topic is cancer genetics. Cancer genetics. Genes that control the cancer. It is of two types, proto-oncogenes and tumor suppressor genes. So when we say cancer genetics, we mean proto-oncogenes and tumor suppressor genes. Suppress. Now, we will start with the proto-oncogenes. Proto-oncogenes are genes that promote cell growth, cell division, and differentiation. See? So, proto-oncogenes are proto-oncogenes are present in all our bodies. They are the normal genes. What is their function? Promote cell growth, cell division, and differentiation. But see, Once cell growth and division is completed, the proto-oncogenes will be turned off. Clear? Proto-oncogenes codes for, this is their function, codes for growth factors and their receptors. Signal transduction protein, intracellular kinases. What is the kinases?
Making phosphate.
Phosphorylation. And transcription factor that control transcription. What is that transcription? Making messenger RNA. Clear? This is the function of proto-oncogenes. See now. In all our body, there is proto-oncogenes. They promote cell growth, cell division, and differentiation. Once the cell growth is complete, proto-oncogenes are turned off. What is the dangerous one? Is the mutated proto-oncogenes. The mutated proto-oncogenes, we call them oncogenes. So what is the mutated proto-oncogenes? Oncogenes. Oncogenes are always active, they are not turned off. So they are always promote cell growth, cell division, and cell differentiation. This is the problem. So proto-oncogenes are the normal gene. What is their mutated for? Oncogenes. What is the problem with oncogenes? They are always on. They are not turned off. They always stimulate cell growth, cell division, and differentiation. See, they also cause the disruption of cyclin-dependent kinase that control the cell cycle, which will also promote cell division. Now, proto-oncogenes are their mutated form is oncogenes. They are how the proto-oncogenes are mutated to oncogenes through mutation, translocation, or gene amplification. So three ways for proto-oncogenes to be transformed into oncogenes. Through one, mutations. And you know what is a mutation? How to have mutations? Mutations. The mutations of two types. The mutation could occur for the promoter or enhancer gene region of the gene that control the activity of the gene.
Not coding.
Once, as you know, who control the activity of the gene in the gene itself? The promoter and the enhancer. If they are mutated, sometimes the gene transcription is continuous. There is no control anymore on the gene. Second, sometimes the mutation is in the coding area of the gene. The coding area. This is why different protein or enzyme or hormone will be produced that has different activity. So mutation can be on the control area of the gene, promoter or enhancer, or could be for the coding area of the gene. The second type is translocation. What is the translocation? Simply in English. So the gene moves from one place to another. This is the translocation. So translocation is the movement of one gene from one place to another. Translocation is the movement of the gene or part of the gene from one place to another. This is the translocation. Translocation. See, Sometimes, as we will see, the gene, the coding area of the gene only will translocate from one place to another place. Thus, it became under the control of new promoter and good master that will be very active. Thus, this protein will be produced very often. Sometimes, part of the gene, only small part of the gene will be translocated. This is why we call it truncated protein. What is the truncated protein? The shortened protein. So only small part of the gene moves, not the whole gene, to a new place. Thus, when there is transcription and translation, only a very small part of the gene will be transcribed and translated. So it's a very short protein. This short protein may be highly active. That may cause disruption to the cell and lead to cancer. Sometimes, also, fusion protein, sometimes the whole gene, the coding area of the gene, moves to a new gene. Thus, the two genes are fused with each other. Thus, once they are translated as a single protein. So normally there are two proteins, but they are fused together, the two genes fused together. Thus, there is the production of a new gene, of a new gene. Very long. Once it is translated, it is translated as a single protein that we have very active. Examples, which is very important, Burkitt's lymphoma in NYC. Normally it is found in chromosome 8, but it has been found to be translocated to chromosome 2 or 14 or 22. See? So, translocation is another way of mutation. Gene amplification. What is the amplification? Making many copies. So, some part of the chromosomes during cell division, small part of the chromosome is divided many times. So one copy of the gene could produce 10, 20, or 30 copies of the same gene. Once it is activated, instead of producing one protein, 30 copies of the gene will be produced. Suppose that there is growth protein, see how active the cells will be in producing this huge amount of stimulation. Examples of oncogenes, the mutated form of growth oncogenes, are HER2 gene and FAS and RAS. HER2 gene, human epithelial growth factor, receptor 2. HER2 gene, it produces a protein. So this is a gene that produces a protein. This protein is found on the plasma membrane of the breast cells. Normally, this protein controls the growth, division, and repair of the breast cells. So, what is the HER2 gene? Where it is found? What is the function of this gene producing a protein? This protein is found where? On the plasma membrane of the breast cells. What is the function of this protein? Control cell growth, division, and repair of breast cells. When there is overproduction of this protein, there will be breast cancer. There will be trespass. The last family, as inshallah we will study in the second year, the signaling molecules. RAS is very, very important signaling molecule that controls many genes. So RAS is a signaling. I have to signal transduction. And put molecule, have an activation, the next molecule, wait. So RAS is a signaling molecule that controls many genes that control growth and cell. RAS, once it is mutated, it is one of the most dangerous cancers to treat. Why? Because we don't know the signaling pathway as a whole for RAS. Clear? We don't know the signaling pathway as a whole. Signaling is a very complicated science and very difficult to understand the whole story, because we need to know each and every signaling molecule. And until today, it is not possible. The scientists could not discover these signaling molecules as a whole. They discovered some, and RAS, SOS, BR2 is some example of them. But until today, they did not discover the whole signaling molecules. Tumors of this algae. So, what is the problem of genes? They promote cell growth and cell division and differentiation. Once the cell growth and cell division is complete, what happens to protein oncogenes? They are killed off. What is their mutated form? Oncogenes. What is the problem with oncogenes? They are not killed off. They are always gone. This is why there is always stimulation for cell growth, cell division, and differentiation. The second type of cancer genetics is tumor suppressor. See? Suppressor genes. Suppress. Stop the tumor. These tumor suppressor genes codes for a protein that inhibit cell division. So tumor suppressor gene normally they inhibit cell division. Also they promote apoptosis. Cell society. So also they promote DNA repair, as we will see. DNA repair. They regulate many functions in the cell, as we will see, including cell cycle, recognition of DNA damage, as we will see also. One of the most important examples are P53, BRCA1, BRCA2. See, cell cycle suppression, as we will see. If there is destruction to the cell cycle, this may lead to the survival of some cells with defective DNA. This is the destruction in the cell cycle. There are many checkpoints. Checkpoints is the stop. As we will see also, B53. Once there is damage to the DNA, B53 will stop the cell cycle to make sure about what happened to the DNA. So tumor suppressor genes are very important. They suppress cell division and cell growth. They are not important for our life, but and normally they are not active. When they are activated, when there is damage to the DNA, when there is also some, like increasing the heat, or there is some mutations in the DNA, these tumor suppressor genes will be activated. And once they are activated, as we will see, they will stimulate apoptosis. One very important example is the B53. B53 is tumor suppressor gene. And it is known as the guardian of the genes. What is the guardian? Han. Han in jinnat. Protecting the genes. The guardian of the genes. It is made up of 393 amino acids. And it controls more than 100 genes. See how important the DNA is. Alone it controls more than 100 genes. See, when there is supporter, when there is a cell division, and there is a damage to the DNA in that cell, once there is a damage to the DNA, this will activate B53. B53 will stop cell division and will give the cell a time to repair itself. See how strange the thing is. It will give the cell a time to repair itself. If the DNA is beyond repair, it will stimulate apoptosis. See how important. B53 is not important for our cell survival. Not important for anything except when there is damage to the DNA. When there is damage to DNA, it will be activated. Stop all the activity of the cell. And give the time for the cell to repair itself. If the DNA damage is beyond repair, it will stimulate apoptosis. Because if that cell survives, this will lead to cancer. This is why, see here. 75 to 80% of colonic tumor has mutated B53. See how huge the percentage is. So 75 to 80% of colon tumor has mutated B53. This is a very important signal that the mutation of B53 leads to what? To colon tumor. This is a very important sign that when B53 is mutated, this will lead to different types of cancer, including the colon tumor. In general, in all cancers, it has been found that 50 to 60% of all tumors has mutated B53. See how important the B53 is for preventing that cancer. Genetic testing for cancers. تحكينا عن كولون كانسر. كولون كانسر 75 to 80% of the colon cancer has mutated B53. In all cancers, 50 to 60% has mutated B53. Clear? Genetic testing for cancers. See? Not every human do the genetic testing for cancer. Some cancers runs in some families, as we will see. So some genes are hereditary genes that leads to cancer. Those are advised to do the genetic testing for cancer risk, as we will see. So, not all cancers are hereditary. We said only 5 to 10%. But in some families, as you will see, in some genetics, some types of hereditary cancer runs on that families. So those families are advised to do those testing. In this testing, we test the chromosomes. Their number, their shape, and other things. Also, some genes, as we will see, are known to, if they are mutated, to cause some type of cancers. So we do sequencing for those genes. And sometimes we study the proteins to which are the product of the genes for some cancers. يا شباب نقطة اللي حكيناها سابقا لبعض الأمراض قلنا إن الأمراض تقسم إلى أمراض وراثية وأمراض أمراض أمراض ولكن شو حكينا عن الكانسر بس أول كلمة حكينا عنها genetic disease cancer is a genetic disease 80-90% are environmental But 5-10% are genetic. 5-10%. So 80-90% are environmental, but 5-10% are genetic. So there is defective genes. But as we will see also, although some families they have some mutation on cancer genes, and there is possibility that they will get cancer 70-80%. But they will survive, they will live 100 years and they won't get cancer. This is why genetic testing is predicting, not sure. Predicting, we predict, as we will see, this is correct. Advantage of genetic testing, what is the advantage of genetic testing? First, predict the risk, as we will see. We will study some examples. Predict. That is, لاحظ الكلمة predict نتوقع not for sure sometimes you predict 80% that one person will get cancer in never sometimes you predict 5-10% you will get so our studies in genetic testing for cancer is prediction second find the possibility that those At risk, they may pass these defective genes to their children. And the last one, which is the best one actually, steps to be taken to lower the risk of cancer. What advice you will give to this patient to lower the risk of getting the cancer? Screening is the most important. Screening, as you will see, and you will see. Sure. Now, risk factor. See, as a student, you can study the risk factor. We call it 3T1 criteria. What do we call it? يعني إذا تشوف بعض الكانسر, hereditary cancer, runs in a family, you should run what? 3T1 criteria. Then you can predict. If he should do the genetic testing one, what is the three? Three means three or more close relatives has the same or related same type of cancer. Then we have a patient who needs to run a genetic test for cancer. If he has three close relatives that has the same cancer or close cancer, breast and ovarian cancer, for example. This is the three close relatives that has the same or related cancer. What is the two? Two of his close relatives that got cancer at early age. So three of his close relatives have the same cancer or close cancer. Two, what is the two? What cancer? At the early age. What is the one? One relative develop two or more type of cancer. This is the 3-2-1 criteria. According to this study, you can predict or you can give the advice for this person to do the genetic testing for cancer. The 3-2-1 criteria. What is the 3? Those friends that got the same cancer or cross cancer. 2. God at early age. 1. Now, example of hereditary cancer, that breast and ovarian cancer, HBOC. See now. Breast and ovarian cancer are very closely related to each other. Why do you think?
So.
They are very close, hormonally close, estrogen receptors. Estrogen receptors, they are very close. The most important two cancers that closely to each other, breast and ovarian cancer. Estrogen receptors, hormone-stimulated cancers. Hormone-stimulated cancers, as we will see. What are the primary genes that link to breast and ovarian cancer? BRCA1 and 2. What is the BRC? BR for breast, CA for cancer. There are two genes, BRCA1 and BRCA2. This is the most important. See here. خليك معايا الاحصائيه فتح لي دماغك 55 another note don't think that the breast is specifically for women it occurs for males also it occurs for males see 55 to 72 of those women that has mutated BRC1 and 45% to 69% of the woman that has mutated BRC2 will get breast cancer at the age between 70 and 80. Once they reach 70 or 80, they will get that. Does not mean at the age of 70, no. Between or before. But they will not extend this age. So, خليك معايا على الإحصائية وهي مهمة. 55 to 72 persons of the woman that has mutated BRC1 and 45 to 69 persons of the woman who has mutated BRC2 will get breast cancer by the age of 70. By the age. See the other one. 39, this is the ovarian cancer. Ovarian cancer regarding the BRC1 and 2 also. 39 to 44% of the woman who has mutated BRC1, 11 to 17% who has mutated BRC2 will get ovarian cancer by the age of 70 to 80. This is a very high percentage. This is a very high percentage. And this is very high possibility to get ovarian and breast cancer due to mutations in BRC1 or 2. See how important this one is. How HBOC is identified? How the mutations are identified? Standard gene sequencing. So we do gene sequencing. Adenine, guanine, cytosine, thymine, and so on. Sequencing. Normal sequencing. How to prevent passing these genes to their children? Only through the IVF. Once the IVF, the baby reaches a certain size, we can take one cell and do gene sequencing. If this baby carries the mutated BRC1 and 2, then destroy this egg, fertilize it. Clear? This is the only way. discussion. Okay. There is a woman who comes to you in a minute. You do the testing, sequencing for BRCA1 and 2, and you find there is a mutation in BRCA1 and 2. What advice you can give to this woman? One, screening. But as you come to know, there is a good risk screening, but there is no effective or valuable screening. Screening missing.
Testing.
Screening. يعني ممكن عن طريق الصور ماموغراف عن طريق هاي كل الطرق
CT scan
so screening كل الصور أي فحص حتى اليدوي بيسمي screening الصور الفوتوغرافية ماموغراف و CT و أي شيء بيسمي screening أي تحليل تعمله هو سكرينينج مهما كان استخدام أجهزة أو بدون أجهزة هو سكرينينج second bilateral mastectomy what is the bilateral mastectomy removing both breasts surgical removal of both breasts see here It has been found that breast and ovarian cancer normally for 97% of the women, it happens after the age of 30. After the age of 30. Some women, and it happens, they choose to remove both the breasts. Both this as a precaution, because this will minimize the breast cancer for 90%. Surgical removal of both breasts will minimize the breast cancer for 90%. Also, we have salpingo oophorectomy, the removal of ovarian and the fallopian tubes. This also will lower the ovarian cancer by 90%. This is a precaution, see? يعني قبل الإصابة وبعد سن الثلاثين بعض النساء في الدول الغربية بيختاروا هذا الشيء. ما كان هو ايش؟ احترازي هي غير مصابة ولكن عملت بعض الفحوصات وجدت انه فيها
ميوتيشن
They do the gene sequencing for BRCA1 and 2 and they found that there is a mutation. Once they found their mutation, as a precaution, they may do this thing.
Precaution.
يا غير مصاب. Diagnosis. How to diagnose the cancer? Biopsy. فزع. Second. Scans. CT, ultrasound, MRI, or whatever. Third. Tumor markers. We got some markers. The blood. The alpha fetal protein for liver cancer, bladder tumor antigen for bladder and the kidney. See here, we can scan for cancer. using imaging or the markers. But still, the biopsy is the only way to determine for sure or for staging the cancer. So biopsy, يعني في البداية تعمل scanning. Okay, there is a tumor. وتعطيك الحجم بتاعها وتعطيك كل شيء. تعمل markers, okay, there is a marker. ولكن لا يمكن بدء أي علاج أو أي شيء without biopsy. So the corner store for diagnosis of any cancer is biopsy. It will give you the stage of the cancer, as we will see. Cancer staging. There are many systems for staging the cancer. Okay, you do your scanning, you do your biopsy, and you need to start the treatment. For treatment, what you need? Staging. Staging is one of the most important steps before starting the treatment. There are many systems for staging, but the most important one is the TNM. خليك معاك من TNM مهم وهو سهل جدا. T represent the extent of primary tumor, the extent, the size of the primary tumor. And it is, the T is divided to T1, 2, 3, 4. T1 means it's very small tumor. T4 is a huge. And normally it's hard to treat. Second, M represent the effect of cancer on lymph node. Lymph node. تذكر دائما lymph node بالcancer. مهم. And it is divided to 0, 1, 2, and 3. 0, the cancer did not reach the lymph node. And 3, a huge tumor in the lymph node that it is fixed with it. M stands for metastasis. And it is divided into M plus and M negative. M plus, there is metastasis. Negative, there is no metastasis. So T. And M is very important. T1 means what? Size is small. I3 means three is the length. And M negative is access, means it is benign. Maybe it is benign. So you need to take biopsy. Cancer treatment. The first step in cancer treatment is surgery. The cornerstone for all yearly, يعني عالم الكانسر عالم معقد. تعتمد وين؟ على الستيجين، على مكان بليس of the cancer. Sometimes the surgeon can't reach the cancer place. Sometimes it's a huge. That is fixed with the original place where it is. So surgery is the cornerstone. And normally it is followed by either radiation or chemotherapy. Because surgery can't remove a single cell. Okay, the surgeon may remove 80 or 90 or 95 or 100% of the cancer, but can't remove a single cell. This is the first thing. Second, if it is cancer, he can't be sure that it is, there is no metastasis. So normally the surgery is followed by radiation or chemotherapy. Radiation, there is high energy radiation. That causes the damage to the DNA of the cell that leads to cell death. Or sometimes it may cause the formation of reactive oxygen species. Inshallah, we will study as we do in selective reaction. That can cause damage to the cell and cell death. But maybe radiation will cause what? damage to the thymic that cause cell death. Immunotherapy. Sometimes we give the patient some drugs to increase his immune system to fight the cancer. Also, as we said in the start of the lecture, we can give vaccines. Vaccines of two types, preventive and therapeutic. See here, cervical cancer, head and neck cancer can be caused by papilloma virus. Liver cancer can be caused by hepatitis B virus. In many countries now in the world, they are giving the small or young ladies vaccines, preventive vaccines against the cervical cancer. In many countries in the world, in many countries of the world, they are giving the young girls the vaccine for cervical cancer because it is caused by human papilloma virus. So because they are caused by a virus, they can be treated, or we can prepare the immune system to fight them through vaccination. Therapeutic cancer vaccine. Therapy. We can give the vaccine sometimes some parts of the virus to stimulate the immune system to produce antibodies to fight those cancers that is caused by viruses. All vaccines are given only to the cancer that is caused by viruses. كان يقولوا مرات على السيل ريسبتورز في الوقت وان الميون سيستم وي ار ستيمولاتينج هير ذا ميون سيستم ان بوث كيسز بس ان ذا فيرست كيس فور بريفنتيف اند ذا سكند فور ثيرابيتيك تو انكريز تو ستيمولات ذا بادي سام تايمز ذا اماونت اور ذا نمبر اوف فايروسز ار فيري لو that the immune system can't recognize them. This is why, what do? We give some antigen of the virus to the immune system to stimulate it to produce antibodies. That's why these. Then hormone therapy. Some cancers are called, they are stimulated by hormones, such as breast and ovarian cancer. This is why blocking the hormones is a very important step in curing these cancers. So some cancers are stimulated by hormones, ovarian and breast cancer. This is why blocking these hormones, such as estrogen, may help in treatment of those. And the last thing is chemotherapy. Chemotherapy is a large subject. We give the patient some chemicals to kill the cancer cells. Now, see how dangerous the thing is. Normally, the chemotherapy is toxic to our cells. This is why it is very important that for the treatment of those patients that we run on the edge of a very thin line. If we increase the dose of the chemotherapy, this will kill the patient. If we give this amount, it will not be effective for treatment. This is why we are walking on a very thin line between killing the patient and ineffective treatment. Because normally chemotherapy normally is a toxic chemicals. Toxic chemicals. Their mechanism of function is different from each other. For example, platinum anti-cancer drugs, such as cisplatin anti-cancer drugs. How would you treat the drug, the cancer? By binding to the DNA and preventing cell division. Preventing cell division. So every chemotherapy drug has different mechanism to do. Clear? This is the chemotherapy.
لا انا استعملتها قبل.